Good morning, everybody. This is Lori Wilson with you. Woo, and my mic's pretty hot. There we go. Happy, happy Wednesday. It's the 15th of May. Can you believe we are halfway through May? Dick Backer, our guest today. Can you believe this?
Well, the global warming hasn't hit here yet because it's it was 52 degrees here overnight.
But the fact that it's colder
proves
that
means
global
that it's
warming.
Global warming, yes.
That's right. And that's what we call left think.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I know we struggled just pre-show to try to figure out what to talk about, but I watched last night on PBS, which stands for purely Bravo Sierra.
There you go.
An updated hit job that they did several weeks or months ago on the Mueller report, and they concluded by absolutely towing the Democrat line that the report left open too many questions to be dismissed. Look, these people simply refuse to let this thing go. I swear the goal of the Democrats and left is to keep this country so divided mm-hmm. that civil conflict is unavoidable. It's a divide and conquer situation where I think 40% of the folks out there are still anti-Trump and rabidly so, and are going to vote for one of the 856 Democrats who seem to be wanting to be president. I just pray that they stay home or at least are temporarily indisposed and can't get to vote.
All of those candidates are they're like portraits of Dorian Gray. And every time they get on a show or, you know, in some kind of interview, they say something that is so colossally stupid. They're trying so hard to be woke. I hate that word. But every time I hear, you know, first of all, Francis
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Flatulating himself.
Oh, he's flagellating. Who could be doing both? But every time he opens his mouth, he's apologizing for himself. So we really want someone like that in the White House.
I picked up an item this morning as we were sitting here getting ready to go. Apparently, Mitt Romney split with the Republicans on a vote for a new federal judge in Texas, and he did so on the basis that the judge once declared, and this is why the left hates Donald Trump. This judge declared he called Obama an un-American imposter. Well, he's right. He's right, yes, but that's why the left is going absolutely bonkers and will continue to do so until they're either institutionalized or they kill each other off.
You know, I look at Mitt Romney as a politician and he's just a jellyfish. And I also think that as a mucky muck in the Mormon church, if I were a Mormon, I'd be really embarrassed for him.
Yeah, I call Romney the Kama Sutra of politics. He will assume any position.
that's pretty good. I want to talk about Stacey Abrams. She's still not admitting that she lost.
You can do that. You're a woman. You're a fellow female person.
I don't know.
Say that. I can't. I'd be a male chauvinist pig.
Here's another Democrat who's making a career out of being a bad-tempered victim.
A victim, right, exactly.
Makes me sick. In what world does 50,000 votes not decide decisively a state gubernatorial election?
In the world of the Democrats, they're delusional. Democrat, the D doesn't stand for Democrat, it stands for delusional. So be sure to vote for those delusionals every time you go to the polls.
How many times has Hank Johnson been reelected?
Since Guam was on the verge of tipping over.
He saved Guam from tipping over.
He saved the Guamians, yes. He's got the Guam vote locked up.
We're all over the map. What else are we talking about today, young man?
Look, there is some good news. The bar has appointed a U.S. attorney from Connecticut, which had me concerned, but the guy's name is John Durham, and he has a pretty interesting record. He is the guy who went into the situation in Boston where Mueller and his henchmen convicted, wrongly convicted, three guys in the Whitey Bulger situation. He went in after the fact and got some of those people released and was instrumental in getting their convictions overturned. John Durham, he is now involved and will soon be involved in investigating the Russia collusion hoax that the Democrats attempted to perpetrate on Trump. He is a Trump appointee, 2017. So I'm sure the Democrats will go nuts about that.
I heard that he's been on the job for a couple of months.
Oh, yeah. And more good news is that this guy Huber, the U.S. attorney in Salt Lake, has been into the Clinton Foundation for several years and has in his possession about a warehouse full of Clinton Foundation documents that they would have preferred not gotten away from out of their possession. And Department of Justice Inspector General report is coming soon, which will give us some of the inside skinny on what really went on at Justice, aside from the nonsense the Congress is trying to perpetrate.
I love it that even though we only heard about sort of the end of that Mueller investigation, what was it, last week before? Who knows? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But even before then, Trump and Bill Barr were working on this sort of retaliatory. Well, is it a retaliatory investigation?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's called payback, whatever you want to.
Yeah, well, it's called. No,
use.
Here's
yeah,
the truth. It, now.
It's our turn to go on offense.
Yes, but we're going to do so by telling the truth.
Exactly. There is bad news though, and it's this. Even if those responsible for and active in this coup are brought before a grand jury, where will that grand jury sit? Will the presumption be that the crimes committed were committed in the District of Columbia? The D.C. is a deep state Democrat swamp. I think 80-85% of those living in the D.C. and the northern Virginia, southern Maryland area work for the government or have an interest in maintaining the deep state. Do you think a prosecutor could get an indictment against these people in D.C.? I don't know that that's possible. What is going to happen, I think, is they will probably... this was treason or an attempted treasonous behavior. This is a national defense matter, and a strong case can be made for going to the military tribunal, probably somewhere remote like Guantanamo Bay. If it does go that way, the accused will probably raise a jury of one's peers argument and try to keep it in the D.C. area. If it does move ahead, this thing could drag out for years or decades. And in an age as absolutely corrupt as we apparently are living in now, even when the good guys win, they lose. There's more to this story, and maybe we could pick it up after our first break. But something occurred during the Kavanaugh hearing between Kavanaugh and Lindsey Graham that bears some examination on the basis of what we've just discussed. And I'd like to get into that at that point.
Okay.
And there's more good news. CNN is probably on the way to bankruptcy court.
That's kind of sweet justice.
They've laid off or anticipate laying off 200 to 300 people. Their viewership dropped like a stone. They lost 26% of their viewers last month, and I think even members of the liberal left are getting sick of being lied to by these people.
Yeah, I was listening to one of those right angles. Everybody, if you don't know Bill Whittle, and I didn't before I met Mr. Richard Backert over here. So we are an early...
I'm just a troublemaker.
You were, yes. And so is he. So I understand why you like him. His name is Bill Whittle, as in, whittling. And he does a YouTube video called Right Angle. With a couple of other guys, and they just sort of knock around some ideas. They pick a topic and they just discuss it. And he made The comment yesterday, I want to hear what you think, Dick. They were just talking about the complete beclowning of self-beclowning that some of these Democrats on the national stage are committing in front of our very eyes, much to our delight and horror. And he said, well, you know what I think, though, guys? This is Bill Whittle. He goes, I think the culture wars are almost over, and I think we're winning.
Yeah, I heard that, and I almost came out of my chair, fist pumping the air.
Yeah, because this is not a guy who's going to sugarcoat anything.
Exactly. We've got to somehow figure out how to stop this. But I just read this morning that the Democrats, some of the more strident, who are temporarily uninstitutionalized, are going to do a 12-hour readathon of the entire Mueller report. Might I suggest those of you disposed to watch that or to listen to it, you might go and paint a wall and watch it dry.
Oh,
it might
gosh.
might be more interesting.
They should read it and have some of their number do interpretive dance to it.
Yes, in tutus. Yes, and little wings.
Not unlike the libertarian convention of 2016.
it gets crazier and crazier all the time. And I picked up a story this week, and I'm trying to run it down, that Gerald the Hutt Nadler apparently has some nasty Russian conspiracy history in his background.
Well, let's explore all of that after our first break, because we're going to hear from Tanner Health System, our wonderful sponsor, when we get back. Gosh, we've already set the table, so we'll just get right to it. So stick around, everyone.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
We're back, everybody. Are you back with us? I hope so. This is Lori Wilson with you on Community Voice, the Wednesday, May 15th edition with Mr. Richard Backert. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I don't think I say that to you often enough.
To which service do you refer?
All you do. Your service in the armed forces, for starters.
Well, I am what they call an unreconstructed ideologue, and some people just leave the log off. And
okay, so you wanted to dive into a topic this section, so go.
Well, I wanted to deal a little more with the interesting exchange between Lindsey Graham, about whom I had mixed emotions, but and still do to some extent, and Kavanaugh during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. Graham asked Kavanaugh what seemed to be an off-the-wall question concerning a Supreme Court case. Here's the important language. Okay. Affirming the use of the military justice system for the adjudication of cases involving civilians who collaborate with an enemy. And Kavanaugh responded with the name of the decision, and it's Johnson versus Eisentrager.
Wow.
That case had to do with the collaboration of an enemy during the Second World War. American citizens collaborated with Germans to the detriment and damage to the United States. That case had to do with citizens who... I can make a case that American citizens who attempted to unlawfully overturn a legal election and remove a duly elected president did not collaborate with the enemy. They became the enemy.
Hillary.
There is no need to have a physical enemy in a situation like that when the actors, the individuals involved have so demonstrated their dislike for the system, the systems in this country, that they became the enemy. I think if there's a problem with finding a venue in which to try these people, and I'm starting right at the top with Barack Obama, all the way down through Hillary Clinton and that whole White House staff and the State Department, everybody who can be conclusively believed and proven by evidence, substantial evidence, that they were involved in this attempted coup of an American overturning an American president, should be hauled off to Guantanamo and make their case to a jury of military officers in a military tribunal. To hell, pardon my French, with a public jury composed of people, most of whom in a venue like D.C. would be fellow Democrats and probably would not vote to convict them of jaywalking.
Yeah, I wonder how likely that is. That would be the most consequential thing that I've ever seen in politics.
What the Democrats and the left attempted to do was the most consequential thing I've seen in my lifetime.
And that's saying a lot, because we lived through Watergate.
Yeah. That was peanuts compared to this. That was a botched, stupid burglary, and this was an attempted coup to overturn a duly elected president.
Well, and if you listen to the people on the news, depending on what news you watch, they're actually naming names now. So they must, I'm just saying, I think that when they say it went all the way up to the Oval Office in early 2016... Barack Obama.
I take it to the next step, Lori.
Okay.
It started at the top. Obama and Clinton put their heads together and they just said, we've got to do something to stop this guy. So let's put out subtle and not so subtle indicators to the people down line to do what they have to do to keep this guy from getting into the White House.
And then they turned around and accused all of the Republicans that were on to them of doing exactly what they had done. That is called gaslighting, by the way. You know that term?
Yep.
Yeah, so yep. Not a smidgen of corruption or scandal in my administration. Patently untrue.
Now, all of what I've just said is pure speculation, of course, on my part, because I don't have any inside dope on this. But the bad news, if this process does get underway, is that we will probably have massive civil unrest in this country at that point, and some of it will be racially generated on the basis that a black former president is involved. But you know what I say to that? I don't give a damn. I want an equal system of justice for everybody in this country. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what faith you embrace. I don't care what ideology you purport to embrace. If you have broken statutory, legally enacted statutes and laws in this country, you are to be treated just like the guy who stopped by the cop on the side of the road for going 85 miles an hour in a 50.
That's pretty much the promise of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, etc. That's the promise.
And if that system breaks down and that concept is thrown out the window, folks, America, as we came to know it as children, those of us over 40 or 50 years of age, the America we grew up in is over.
But I don't think that's going to happen because of the recent event. Everything after the Mueller report came out has been very encouraging to me.
Yes. And Barr, I had misgivings about Barr on the basis of some of the things he waffled on during his confirmation hearing. But this guy's a bulldog.
Yeah.
He just... I love the way he mocked some of those morons on the Democrat side of the dais during his hearing.
It was like he was flicking
a flea. He just completely dismissed them. His expressions spoke volumes.
Will you give us those papers? Why?
Yeah.
Because we want them.
Why? Yeah, he took a swig from his bottle of water and sort of shrugged his shoulders. And I love it.
I loved it, too. You know what? It's time for our next break.
Oh, golly.
I know. When we get back.
That's good. We're out of things to talk about.
I know. But we're going to talk about how the state of Georgia is in big, big, big trouble with Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we're going to hear from Tanner Health System. And in 60 seconds, we're going to see what those crazy Hollywood people are doing to us now.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org. Or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
We're jumping right back into our final segment on Community Voice. Good morning. Lori Wilson with you and Dick Backert with us. You still
there,
Dick?
Did you Mr. Law and Order. Yes, right. Scoff law. Yes.
Well, look, we're in big trouble. Georgia is in so much trouble right now that we have Hollywood, and they're very, very mad at us because our legislators passed that new abortion law, the 6-week.
Yeah.
The 6-week law.
They don't like us anymore. And golly, if they're talking about not coming here anymore, and I'm so upset. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, that might mean that Atlanta and its environs will stop turning purple.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah, that's the danger. Some of them may come here and find out how nice it is in Georgia and actually move here.
Now, I am a woman, and I have borne 3 children.
I never knew that.
Well, I like to say that once in a while. It reminds me of Helen Reddy.
That's sexist, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, duh. Anyway, I've had 3 children, and in each case, I knew I was pregnant by week 4 at the very latest. Mostly, there's just some phenomena that happens, and you just know. So 6 weeks seems okay to me, in terms of, some sort of reasonable limit. But no, not for Hollywood, because they're so much smarter than we are, by the way. And they make The Walking Dead here.
Yep.
And they actually filmed parts of Avengers Endgame here. Mm-hmm. And so tell me, let's play devil's advocate. We earned $4.6 billion, or at least Georgians did, in 2018. So what do you think? How scary do you think this Hollywood, this threatened Hollywood boycott is? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be that damaging to the Georgia economy. Yes, some folks may lose their jobs and the rest of it, but let me turn to the abortion thing for just a minute. The fact is that there is a surefire way of preventing those abortions, and it's aspirin. You may find this hard to believe, but an aspirin tablet can prevent millions of these things. And you know where I'm going.
I do.
So I won't go there. But
It's
called abstinence, people.
You could do that. But you know what? You don't even have to do that. You don't have to abstain if you are so inclined. There are so many ways to prevent pregnancy. It just seems silly and a little paternalistic to suggest that we're too dumb to know how to take care of our reproductive rights before we ever are in danger of reproducing.
Here's Mr. Bad News is going to weigh in on this again. Our fertility rate is so low in this country. It's like 1.2 children per couple. The Muslim community is up around 8. Our fertility rate, thanks to the women's liberation movement, which sent women into the workplace as opposed to staying home and baking cookies and raising babies and teaching
and
the
washing
new,
your underwear.
Yeah, that's right. No, I wash my own. And and inculcating the next generation with the values of the culture, we have stopped reproducing. We've got, according to the people, the experts who study these things, we've got 20 years before we are a majority Muslim nation, people. Thank you very much.
Gosh, did you have a good night's sleep last night?
No, I don't sleep anymore at all.
Oh my gosh.
I perch on a little bar I've got in my room and I look around when people come in and I squawk at them. Yes.
Because you're just so cheery.
Like an insane parrot, yes.
Well, okay, so you are in favor of the law, this new law that Brian
we're putting ourselves out of business. I mean, America is going to go out of business in 20 years. America as an idea. I mean, it's, you know, you can forget about your Beethoven and Mozart and Brahms and all the classical music. The Muslims don't like any of that stuff. You can look forward to wearing your burqa, your full burqa. You can look forward to being publicly whipped, you ladies, if you even talk to a man who's not your husband.
How did we get from Georgia's abortion bill to the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are coming?
Because they are. They are coming. They're here. And
hear Rashida Tlaib and was the stupid thing she said about how it was the Palestinians who made it possible for the Jews to have a homeland.
And watching movies about the Holocaust gives her a warm feeling.
Yeah, there's a warm feeling of comfort.
They're in Washington now. We imported Somalis into Minnesota, and now they're running for office, and they're lining up candidates for the next election. People, I tell you, we are literally living in the end times if we don't arrest this process somehow.
Yeah, the most popular boy's name,
Mohammed
in England. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if that sounds ethnocentric, it is. I'm an ethnocentrist when it comes to this country. I gave six years of my life, count the 2 years of reserve, to defending this country, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let somebody take it away from me without a fight.
Wow. Okay. Look, I love your fire. I love your zeal, and there's nothing wrong with loving our country.
Look, it's time to fight. It's time for people to get hot under the collar and start expressing themselves. And don't let the Gestapo at Facebook and Twitter and those places shut you down. Get out there and let your feelings be known. You resist or give up.
Well, I think it's easier now than ever because I think they've jumped the shark.
Yep.
So I think it's easier than ever for us to just boldly say, no, I really disagree with, fill in the blank. We have about 45 seconds left. Do I dare give them to you?
Sure.
Okay, go.
My fellow Clevelander, Tim, formerly Tom Conway, passed away the other day, and he was a good guy. I used to watch him or listen to him on the radio in Cleveland years ago. And when he went to Hollywood, he became an even nicer guy. There was a guy named Ernie Anderson who worked as a character named Goulardi on the Cleveland TV scene.
About 10 seconds.
And when that deal dried up, Tim called him out to Hollywood and helped get him a new career started. He was a good guy and he'll be missed.
Well, thank you. On that note, Dick Backert, will you come back and see us sometime?
If I'm still alive,
okay.
Yes.
Everybody, go out there and be a lot cheerier than Dick Backert is today, would you please? Thanks for being with us, everyone. Bye-bye.
national headlines, Georgia state news and sports, and the local stories you care about. News Talk 1330 WLBB, Carrollton.